Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you ever thought about a gourmet fast food fest, you're like, wait a minute, that seems a little bit like an oxymoron. But it's coming to New York City. Everybody's talking about it. They're expecting over 10,000 people at Chain Fest. It's an LA-based food festival, and for the first time ever, it's going to the East Coast, Randall's Island Park in New York City on Saturday, September 21st.
So wait a minute, though. Let me understand this here, Anna. Is this a thing where it's been endorsed by the chains and they've got the actual recipes out there? Or is this a bunch of celebrity chefs going, if you like buttered biscuits, you'll like our fake blah, blah, blah?
No, it's all of it. Joining us, it's six-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Red Robin, Panda Express, KFC, Krispy Kreme, Red Lobster, Chuck E. Cheese, and it costs like $400 to go to the VIP.
Yeah, I was reading about this. It kind of sounds fun. I'm not going to lie. These places like put out their, you know, new, like testing their new products or new dishes to these people. That's, you get to go and try these things first, which is pretty cool.
I mean, I like that. But what if I want unlimited biscuits or whatever in the corner? Am I going to be able to get that at this event too?
I think you can. I know, Anna, you didn't expect me to like take this angle on this, but it sounds kind of fun. I don't know.
So what they're doing is they're taking a lot of the classic foods that these fast food places have, and they're trying to elevate them.
Oh, of course.
And trying to see what happens.
Like fresh ingredients, right. It's going to look better. It'll no doubt be larger, I'm guessing, some of it.
But like the Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit is going to be served with a poached lobster on the side.
Well, that lobster got what was coming to him, so.
It does worry me, though. I mean, you do have places like Red Lobster, kind of butter poached lobster. What are we talking about here? It's going to be like rubber. It's going to be like, you know, hard to chew. I just don't. That's a hard thing to try to serve there. I don't know. You want to do a good new burger? Great. But like something like that? I don't know.
What's most appealing to me here, Plum, is the fact that this sounds to me like it's an automatic holiday when it arrives at your place, right? It's like Thanksgiving. No calories count. Like Halloween, we can eat all the candy we want to. If you're going to a fast food restaurant, you are expected to be gluttonous.
Raven, I know you're a calorie counter. We talk about this all the time. You keep a calorie diary. I understand that.
Yes.
I think if you're doing that, you're probably not going to this event. You kind of understand what you're getting into here.
All right, I want to play a game. I am going to give you a fast food item, and you tell me, six-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum, how you elevate it.
All right, let's go.
A McDonald's Big Mac.
Oh, Big Mac. You want to elevate it? What's the best way to elevate something to make it seem bigger? You make it smaller to a tiny little Big Mac burger that's going to be like a like an appetizer bite on a skewer.
I mean, I hate that answer because I hate the thought of smaller. But you're right. If I saw a mini Big Mac somewhere, I'd immediately want to put it in my mouth.
Especially if it was on a skewer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. A glazed Krispy Kreme donut. Elevate it.
So we're going to slice it in half. And then we're going to add a few slices of foie gras to it. And top it with a little bit of sriracha honey. And keep anything green off of it. Just really lean into the spicy and sweet. That's what I would do.
Remind me what foie gras means.
Foie gras, you know, it's duck liver. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's duck liver.
Perfect.
Oh, it's delicious.
I mean, when
oh,
it goes by on a tray, I'm just going to be like, wait, that's part donut?
Mm.
I'm not going to be like, that's part duck liver? And I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Okay. Panda Express orange chicken.
Oh!
Elevate it. Elevate it.
Listen, again, I think you make something appetizer size. If you can't figure out what to do, make it smaller. Let's make bao buns out of it. Add a little crunchy little micro crunch on top of it. It's made out of like cabbage and micro sprouts and things like that.
This is the end, Chef. I've supported you in all of these other endeavors, but this I'm afraid I can't stand for. Give me more of the orange chicken. You want to elevate it, put it in a trough like a horse wears, and then you can put it right around your neck and walk around the whole venue with that.
That's a good idea.
Oh, and I can just pick at it the entire time.
You win. I'll eat that too.
Fine.
Yeah. All right, Chef Plum, you can find him online at chefplum.com. And tickets are on sale now if you're interested in this chain fest. Take a road trip and go check it out.
Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA.